Florida lawmakers rejected adding more than 1 million people to the state's Medicaid rolls as part of the federal health care law, but they say they're open to alternatives, and two proposals are making their way through the Senate. Meanwhile, the House says it's crafting a third plan, and House Speaker Will Weatherford says he's open to any plans that target federal funding for vulnerable populations.
What we're interested in the Florida House is creating a sustainable plan, a plan that addresses the true safety net needs of the state of Florida and at the same time is sustainable by the state. And so, you never say never in this business. I've learned that.
The original Medicaid expansion outlined in the Affordable Care Act has the federal government paying 100% of the cost for the extra people in the first 3 years, with support dropping to 90% in the out years. State economists say the expansion would have cost Florida $3.5 billion. The federal government would have given the state more than $50 billion over the next decade to support the expanded population. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.